Falling in love with Christ in the Eucharist is up to us, though. I mean, and people do. We can come to Mass each week, and everything can stay the same. But that's because we haven't let the reality of what is taking place within this Mass sink in. That the bread and wine are changed into Christ himself. Yet when we begin to allow our hearts to accept this fact in faith, everything begins to change. How we act at home, how we act during Mass, how we act after Mass. These all change. As the Eucharist unites us to Christ, it also unites us with each other and the whole church. It deepens our awareness of our brothers and sisters in need. It deepens our awareness of our sinfulness, of our own need for God. Just as when a young man falls in love for the very first time, right, he has sort of a new spring in his step. His whole life seems to change. So too, when we begin to let our hearts fall in love with Christ in the Eucharist, our lives change. And we want to give back to him. In other words, we're inspired to live for him. For that is the fruit of true love, right? We want to express it back. After all, true love always demands a response. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas, who wrote today's sequence, when writing about the Feast of Corpus Christi, said that we should, quote, dare to give all that we can to Christ in the Eucharist. In other words, because God loved us so much by giving his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist, we should strive to express our love for him back, as two people do when they're in love. Yet, when we take a look at ourselves, we recognize that we're broken, that we're tired, that we're sinful. Our pasts haunt us. Our faith at times is weak. Nonetheless, today, we should strive to give all that we can to our Lord to express our love to him.